Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hey, friends. It's your girl, Kristen Denise, KD, here with another episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. We are moving into one of my favorite parts of the year, the end of the year. If you've been around for a while, you know that fourth quarter in general is my thing. So we are definitely in fourth quarter. We're in the last month of fourth quarter. If we want to be really specific, we're in the last 26 days of fourth quarter 2022. And after the last couple of years we've had, where 2020, the goal was really just surviving. And 2021, for me, it was like just trying to get back on track and moving forward in life. I'm excited about these last couple of days, this last month of the year for 2022, because it probably is the closest to normal I have felt since the pandemic in regards to goal setting and planning and getting all of the things I want out of life. Now, to be clear, I always get the things I want out of life. For the most part, we'll say that. You know, and I haven't just completely slacked up. If you've been around for the last couple of years, you know, I've accomplished a lot. I was talking to my therapist last week, and I basically upended my life over the last 3 years. I went from no college degree to 2 degrees in hand and 1 on the way. I've had a job that I no longer work. Right now I'm living in a foreign country on an amazingly beautiful fellowship. Life is good. You know, life is really good for the most part. There are some rough spots because that's life. But overall, you know, the kid is winning. I'm thriving. I'm doing pretty well. And I am grateful for that. And so I'm excited to do my end of the year assessments because they should actually be really, really good this year. And I should really learn some things. And I'm excited about what my assessments will show me. And so I'm excited about sharing what I will be doing with you all. So in this first full week of December, the focus for me is reflect and assess. So that's what this episode is going to be about. What are the questions I'm going to be asking myself? What are the things I'm going to be journaling about as I take some time this week to reflect on the year that I have just had and assess where I am, what I've done, how I got here, and prepare myself to move forward. So I'm going to share my year. This is all a part of my big year in review. And so, like I said, week one is reflect and assess. So the first thing that you should do are your goals. Like, look back over your goals. And with your goals, a lot of people, when we talk about goals, they instantly make it professional. Something dealing with their career. Like, I have these career goals, which is good. And you should absolutely have career goals. But what were your goals as a human being? What were your family goals? One of my family goals this year was to get to Detroit. I hadn't been to Detroit, I think, since the pandemic. And I had to go home and I had to see my mom and them because they're my people. And I love my people and I want to be around my people and I need to see my people and my neighbors and just spend time with my family and be in the home that has always been and always will be home to me. So that was a family goal. I needed to go to Detroit in particular before I came to Rwanda because I could not imagine leaving the country for 9 months and not having gone to see my mama and them. That was crazy to me. So that was a goal. I had friends who I needed to see before I left the country. I had some stuff I wanted to accomplish academically, which for me is kind of tied in with my professional life. My professional right now is really school focused. I had some health goals, right? What were your health goals? What were your friend goals? You know, so when I say think about your goals, what were the goals you had in every area of your life? And when you think about your goals, think about them in 3 ways. 1, what goals did you come into the year with? Some people called them New Year's resolutions. Some people just had a checklist. People had a couple things they just wanted to try to do. However you did it, however you looked at it, what were the goals that you started 2022 with? The next thing is, what goals did you add along the way? I definitely had some goals I kind of threw in there as time went on. And I thought about as life progressed, and it was not a goal for me January 1st, 2022, but maybe it became a goal in September or July or whatever the case may be. So think about the goals you started with, but think about the goals that you added in along the way, because they matter too. And even if you didn't get to finish them because you started them later or whatever the case may be, they still count as goals, and they should still be a part of your reflection on the year and your assessment of how it went. Also, what goals did you take off along the way? Sometimes you come into the year with an idea or a goal and you think it's a good fit. You get a month or two in, or you get halfway through the year and you realize this is actually not a goal for me anymore. That can happen for a myriad of reasons. You can change. A lot can change in 24 hours, in 72 hours, in a month, in 3 months, in 6 months. And something that seemed really, really important at one point may absolutely not even be worth considering at another. And that's fine. Some stuff you're like, maybe it's a goal, but just not for right now. Like, now is not the time for that. I can focus on that at another point in life. It doesn't need to be a focus right now. It's not a priority in this season. Some people came into the year with just too many things to try to do. Just too many. And they were all important. They were all significant. But the reality is that there are constraints on money. There's constraints on time. There are constraints on resources. There's constraints on energy. And with all of those constraints, some stuff, as important as it was, can't be my number one right now. I'm going to go ahead and table that for the next year. All of those reasons are fine. But consider not just things that you let fall to the wayside, but things you actively decided to move on from and say, you know what? Great idea. Not at this time. Great goal. Not for me. Whatever the case may be. So write all that down. Think about that. And you can take a full day for that and really give yourself a chance to sit and like reflect and consider, what were the goals? This is also why it's important to write stuff down, because then when it's time to do a year in review, you already have it somewhere. The next thing you're going to look at are your accomplishments. What goals did you check off the list? Did you actually get done? Like, I came into the year with this goal. Boom, I'm finishing the year and it's going to be complete. One goal for me that is not done in this moment, but will be before the end of the year, so I will have finished all my coursework for my PhD one full semester early. I am over the moon excited. A goal that did get taken off the list that is complete: I passed my comprehensive exams. Yes, and man, I passed my comprehensive exams. Goal done. Yay. What's a goal that you move forward but you didn't complete? I had a particular savings goal. It's a very lofty savings goal. I didn't get it, but when I tell you I have moved that thing along and I have more in my savings right now than I have probably ever had at any other point in my life, yay, I can celebrate the progress. That's still an accomplishment. It's not the final gold star big check, but we have made some significant progress on that goal. And for that, I am over the freaking moon excited, right? What things did you get done, even if they didn't start as goals this year? Sometimes we forget how much we've actually accomplished because we didn't necessarily set out to accomplish it. So one thing for me is I was able to do a workshop presentation for a professional teaching organization in Rwanda. I didn't consider that as a goal at the beginning of the year. I had no idea about that. I didn't even know I was coming to Rwanda at the beginning of the year. But that is a really, really amazingly cool thing that I got to do. It is a wonderful professional achievement, and for me, an academic achievement, because I got to train teachers, which is what I want to do long term. And I got a chance to do that, and I got a chance to do it internationally, right? I'm an international presenter. I'm an international workshop leader. Yo, that's dope. There is no one that can take that away from me. And it's an amazing goal that I should celebrate as I reflect on the year. Again, that was nothing I considered on January 1st at all. But I'm so grateful it is a part of my story when I reflect on my year on December 5th. Yay! Something to consider when you're looking at your accomplishments.
when you're thinking of things like the one example I just gave of doing that professional conference, making sure you update your professional academic accomplishments on your resume or your CV, right? So I've had an article published that has to go on my CV, and I don't need to wait till I need to use my CV for something. As I'm sitting here and doing this reflection, I can update my CV. I've had some very unique experiences since I've been in Rwanda. I can update my resume. It doesn't matter that they're volunteer experiences or that I'm not being paid for them. They're still taking place in a professional setting. They're still allowing me to say I've done some really amazing things. They're still showing my skill set and how I use it to train other people, to teach, and all of those things. So it's practice, and I'm not being paid for it, but it still shows who I am as a scholar, as a professional, and it needs to be celebrated. Now we get to the truly assessing part, right? We've reflected. These were our goals. These were our accomplishments. Yay! Now assess, consider, what were the things that worked really well for you this year? Did your planning like work really well for you? Was your planning like A1 and you were able to accurately discern all of the steps of a process to get a goal accomplished, follow them to the T and check that goal off the list? Did you have really great support systems that you use to help you get to kick out stuff and, you know, get your goals accomplished? Did you create an accountability tracker? You know, maybe you did some things that worked really well for one type of goal, but didn't necessarily transfer to another type of goal. What happened? What worked well for you this year? After you figure out, well, what didn't work well for you this year? Maybe you thought you were going to use that big jumbo planner and you didn't use it. So going through and putting all the dates and stuff in and doing all that stuff, it was a cool exercise, but it didn't help you because you didn't actually use the planner. And you realize you're not a paper planner person, you're a digital planner person. And that's what you need to do in order to be successful or to be more organized in your process. Or you top loaded your year and you had a bunch of stuff you wanted to try to accomplish in the beginning, and it made your year start off really stressful and you weren't able to get stuff done, and it made the end of your year really complicated. Or maybe you backloaded your year and you put too much stuff in third and fourth quarter and you took it really easy first and second quarter, and that just was not a good idea. And now you're stressed at the end of the year and you know you do not want to repeat that again. What didn't work? What are some small adjustments you can make to see bigger results next year? If you're thinking about it like the 80-20 rule, what's the 20% of stuff you can potentially change, 10 to 20%, I'll say, of stuff you can potentially change that gives you an 80% better return? Maybe, again, you weren't using a planner at all, and you know, like, if I really just wrote all this stuff down, I would get more of it done. Or, you know what, if I created a list at the beginning of every week to help me figure out how I want to work through my goals for the week, I would probably get more accomplished. Or maybe if I start the year slow, if I take the first month of the year and really just kind of rest and reset from everything that happened before, that I can kill it and hyperdrive through the rest, or not even hyperdrive, but I can move successfully through the rest of the year, rested and well equipped to get everything else done. Flip side, I need to take off the last month of the year. So if I, you know, maybe make my beginning months of the year a little bit more full, not overloaded, but adding one or two things to, you know, first, second, and third quarter, and then using my fourth quarter to only tie up loose ends, and I could spend this last month of the year or the holiday season and just kind of chill out and really enjoy my family because that's what's important to me. Whatever it is, what's an adjustment, a small adjustment you can make to your planning to make sure you get all of the results you want next year in every area of your life? Don't focus on like, these are the results I want in my career, but because you didn't think about the results you wanted in your family, getting what you wanted in your career becomes a detriment to your family or your personal life or your mental health or whatever the case may be. What are some big changes that you need to consider? You might need to really do some big stuff. Maybe you do need to take a training course or go back to school. Huge thing to do, but doing it is going to prepare you to get to the next level in ways other stuff won't. Maybe you need to switch careers and you need to plan for that. Maybe you need to save $50,000 so you can focus on your business and quit your job. I don't know. But what's a big thing you need to do? Maybe you need to not schedule anything on Fridays because you really just need Fridays to rest. Maybe you only work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know. That would be a significant change, though. And if you have a 3-day work week instead of a 5-day work week, what are the things you need to do to maximize those 3 days and to still up your productivity and get what you want out of life? So yeah, that's how you do week one. That is how we reflect and assess to ensure that we are able to take the lessons from the year and use them in order to plan the next year to the best of our ability, right? Because no year is perfect. Very rarely, if ever, will all the things you plan go the way you planned them. But when you take the time to reflect and assess, you do end up typically with better results long term. So enjoy week one of reflect and assess so that you can evaluate how 2022 went for you. And just as importantly, set yourself up for success in 2023. Because you deserve to be well. You deserve all the things you want out of life. Please, please, please do what you need to do to be more than okay. I love you and make it a great week. Hey friends, we are now at the portion of the show, the self-care playlist. And this week on the self-care playlist is another podcast that I have been trying to catch up on. I think I'm still in 2021, but we moving, we shaking, we making it. And it is the With All Due Respect, with a K, Respect, podcast that you can find on all your podcast platforms, including Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of that fun stuff. I love them. Now hear me. You got to prepare yourself if you're going to be listening to With All Due Respect. They are very, very, very real. Very real. They don't really care about what you think about them. But I love it. I started listening to it when it first came out. One of the four co-hosts is somebody who I knew very well in college and still think is a pretty cool individual. I've come to love the whole group of friends, the four friends who do the All Due Respect podcast, Respect with a K, and some of their topics. Some are not for me, and I can own that, but overall, I appreciate their commentary, and they're asking for a friend questions, and I love the final segment, the With All Due Respect. To me, it's similar to the read portion of the read, and it brings me a lot of joy. They talk about a lot of stuff, a lot of life. They process a lot together, and I just enjoy the dynamics of their relationship. So that has been what my self-care playlist has been, is the With All Due Respect podcast. That's all I got. What are you listening to, friends? Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going and stick with us in between episodes. Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year, that it is literally you living your best life. So, till next time, be well.